In this week's parsha, we have a very peculiar pasuk. Right after the story of the sweetening of Meimara, it says, "Vayavoe lima v'sham shtei misrein nos mayim v'shevim torim v'yachnu sham ala mayim." They came to Elim. There were 12 springs of water and 70 palm trees, and they camped there by the waters, which is very nice and all. But we're not sure exactly what we're supposed to learn from this. You know, there were 12 springs, there were 70 palm trees, it was a place they stopped. What are we supposed to take from this? Why is it so important for the Torah to count the springs and the palm trees? Ibn Ezra just says, in general, it was a nice place, unlike Meimara, where the water is bitter. Here was a nice place with good water, with palm trees, and it shows the Chesed of Hashem that he brought us to a nice place. The Ramban goes a little further. He quotes a Medrash that's mentioned by Rashi as well, that the 12 springs were connected to 12 Shvatim, and the 70 palm trees were connected to the Shivim Zekanim, and suggest, I think what he's trying to say is that this implies the special Ashgacha Pratzis in Am Yisrael, that Hashem is Machshav Am Yisrael. He didn't just bring us someplace decent so we could live. He gave us exactly 12 springs so each Shevet would have their spring. And he gave us exactly 70 palm trees so each member of the Sanhedrin, each Zakein, could have his palm tree to sit under, and people would come to him there to get leadership for their families, for their Shvatim, etc. So perhaps it's demonstrating Hashgacha Pratis. It's not just that we found a nice place in the desert, but we found a place specific for us. Hashem knew that we would be there and we would have 12 Shvatim and Shivim Zakenim, and it shows that nothing happens stam, everything is for a certain reason. And not only that, that reason has to do with the structure and leadership of the Jewish people. Could be, but the Chafetz Chaim has a really, really nice insight that's so simple, yet I think so deep. What happened right before that in the story? The Jews went, Vayelchu Shloshes Yamim, Bamidbar, Velo Matzu Mayim. There was no water. And they came to Marah, and the water is bitter. And they complained. That's basically the story of our life. You know, we go, we don't get exactly what we want. Things don't work out exactly like we want them to work out. Sometimes we think they're going to work out. They see Mayim, and we're disappointed. And we complain to Hashem. Says the Chafetz Chaim, people are sometimes short-sighted. What did the Torah add at the end of the story, the last pasuk? That Vayavo Elima, not they camped for a long time, not they traveled for a long time. They walked a few kilometers, and right past the place they complained was a place called Elim, with not only enough water for everyone, fresh water without any problems, beautiful, tasty, delicious water, but palm trees grew by the water too, and they had extra fruits to sweeten the deal. Just around the bend was exactly what they were looking for. They didn't have it right now, and they complained. And says the Chafetz Chaim, story of our lives. Everything is a plan. Everything has been a shamayim. Or perhaps just around the bend, perhaps in 5 minutes, perhaps in a day, perhaps in a week, perhaps in a month, Hashem is in store for us exactly what we need, exactly what we want. But we don't have it right now. We complain, Hashem, where are you? Hashem, what's wrong with you? Hashem, why aren't you keeping your side of the deal? When maybe we just need to accomplish a little more and travel a little more and build ourselves a little more. And everything we want, the promised land, is waiting there just for us. I can't tell you, the Chafetz Chaim can't tell you exactly how long you have to wait for what and who's in what situation. But perhaps it would be a nice thing if, when we came to the disappointments and trials and tribulations and challenges of life, we remember the Chafetz Chaim and the Ramban here. That even if things aren't working out now, have a little more patience. Maybe just around the bend. Maybe b'chol yom sheyavo, whether it's our geula or whether it's my geula, maybe very, very soon Hashem's plan will come to fruition. Maybe it's all going to make sense. Maybe it's all for a good reason. I just have to wait a little more, have a little more patience, and do what I need to do and fix what I need to fix and grow what I need to grow in order to get there in the right, with having accomplished what I need to accomplish. And maybe when I get there, I'll see the Shtemus Enos Mayim, the Shivim Tamarim, that everything was prepared exactly for me, that things don't happen stam, that whatever happens is exactly because each person needs to be and each group needs to be where they are. And maybe that'll give us a little chizuk in our hard times, that when everything's going wrong, when we wait and wait and wait, and then we finally think we're there, and then we're frustrated again, lo yochlu shos naim, and everything is bitter, Perhaps the sweet water, perhaps the sweet fruits, perhaps everything is just waiting for us around the bend, and we just need to take, be chazik ourselves, and take a few more steps, and do a few more mitzvos, and hold on the right way a little more till we get there.